Good morning. How good it is to be together on this beautifully cool fall morning as we come together to worship our God. I trust you know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is always to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. A few important announcements before we enter into our time of worship. You may recall that last Sunday I called attention to the covenant commitment cards that you received attached to your October Enlightener, the blue forms that invite you to give prayerful thought to how you might financially support St. John's in the coming year. You'll notice that on the communion table there is a special basket for receiving those completed forms, and we will be gathering them between now and November 14th. You may place your commitment card in there prior to the 14th or wait until the 14th, which is Stewardship Sunday, when we will dedicate all of these and offer them up to God as we look toward the year ahead. There are also additional forms up here on the communion table if you have no idea what happened to the one that came on your Enlightener. A reminder also that next Sunday we will be celebrating confirmation. We have five confirmands this year who have been journeying with us through a very extraordinary time. Their classes began via Zoom and concluded in person, and we are doing our final retreat today following worship, so we will look forward to celebrating with our five confirmands and their families next Sunday during the 10:15 service. Also, a reminder about our fall Bible study, which will be starting on Wednesday evening of this week at 7:30. We'll be meeting in the library. We've decided that because of the nature of the subject that we're going to be focusing on and hoping to create a safe environment for folk to feel comfortable sharing some of their own stories, this will be an in-person event as opposed to via Zoom, although I will be providing handouts that can be also accessed on our Facebook page, and I'll be doing along the way a couple of In Touch Tuesday video type chats to give people a sense of what has been unfolding in our conversations, so folks who cannot attend on Wednesday evenings will not feel out of the loop. So keep that in mind. I did order more books because I was able to sell all of the ones that had already been ordered, and the additional books will be available by Wednesday evening. Finally, in your bulletins, there is an insert that calls attention to today's choir anthem. This is for all of us to be paying attention to, because as a congregation, we will be joining the choir on stanza 3, and we'll be listening for you, so pay attention. I believe that's all of the announcements for this morning, so I'm going to invite you now to join with me in taking a deep and slow breath as we pause to breathe in the wonderful gift of God's Spirit and presence among us wherever we may be, whether it's here in the beautiful sanctuary or in the safety of our homes. God is within reach, and may we sense that as we breathe in. As we breathe out, may we dare to let go of those things that are distracting us or burdening us, weighing us down at this point in time, so that wherever we are, we might sense in a very real way God's closeness, God's comfort, and God's strength as we worship. Amen.
Thank you. Our theme today, great service, sounds a bit like a Yelp review. Something someone might say about a favorite restaurant, or a really good experience at a car dealership or Best Buy. When we think of great service, we often think of places where we are served well, or where we ought to be served well, where our needs are met, where our questions are answered, where we get the attention we want and paid for and think we deserve. I think we all know that that's probably not what this morning's theme had in mind, because when it comes to Jesus, great service isn't about us getting served well. It's about serving others well. In our gospel reading today, which we will hear about more throughout the service, Jesus reminds his disciples for the umpteenth time that whoever wishes to become great among them must become a servant, just like Jesus, the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve. If you've ever Googled a restaurant, you know that there are a lot of people who are very eager to write reviews and make comments on the service, particularly if it isn't good. But when is the last time we reviewed our service to others? The kind of service that Christ models and calls us to. Are we living with entitlement or humility? Are we more concerned about what we deserve to get or what we have to give? Are we demanding great service or are we demonstrating great service? These are the questions of those seeking to follow where Christ leads, questions that challenge us, that call to us, questions we ponder even now as we gather together to worship in this place, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join me as we confess our sins together by praying our prayer of confession that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Gracious God, we confess that like your disciples, James and John, we think that faithfully following you ought to earn us some sort of reward, benefit, or recognition. This does not make us bad, selfish, or insincere disciples. It simply makes us human. For getting stuck in that human way of thinking and for failing to look beyond our self-serving ways, forgive us. For seeking our ideal of glory rather than your ideal of humility, forgive us. For pushing ourselves to the front when our presence is needed on the edges, forgive us. Keep reminding us that following you means turning our thinking upside down and filling ourselves with the desire to serve others as willingly as you did. Forgive any reluctance on our part to follow your example. Replace our pursuit of promotion with a pure desire to listen to the needs of others and to respond in love, no strings attached. Amen. Friends, when we come before God to confess our sins, to claim our mistakes, and to own the limitations of our humanity, God offers us abundant grace and expansive forgiveness that opens us up to even more life and even more love. We are able to love and forgive others because first, God has loved and forgiven us. So may we have the grace to claim those gifts for ourselves, and may they indeed shape and change the way we live and serve in this world. Amen. Please be seated.